Greetings on a beautiful day here on Dakota Talk Radio. Another beautiful day to be thankful for, and once again to be able to share our language. I'd like to start with our greetings in our native dialect. Yuha chantewashtenapit chuzapi. De Diane Merrick Demia. Da kumi chajekis nasnawi. Gai hank twana kota himacha. Yuha nayahuptapiki. I'd like to greet you all with a heartfelt handshake. This is Diane Merrick. My Nakota name is Nasnawi, which is Rattle Woman from the Gourd. And I am here with you from the In Village people. And we'd like to thank you all for listening along with us. And I hope you continue to share along with us. Today we want to finish up with some of what we left off with from our last lesson. And those are some of our terms from the meditation process for many diverse representations that we have out globally in our communities. And then from the wo echung, or the different types of events that we participate in, we want to share some of those terms. And then we also have some phrases. So we're going to see how far along we're able to go with our lesson plan here today. And two, we also have an upcoming holiday, which is called Wanikia Tumpia Betu, Christmas. So we also want to maybe share some of those terms. So we want to thank you once again for listening along with us, and we're going to go ahead and get started with our terms here. Now, our last lesson, we left off with where we were going to go into some of the meditation terms, or another word for that would be prayer. So we as a Dakota people, you know, from our origins, have always looked to our teachings, and for those of us that look towards preservation of our teachings, are, you know, always looking at that connection we have with where we come from, the creator, the creative source, whatever that belief may be from wherever we live in our lives. Nevertheless, we all have our meditation prayer toward that one source, whoever that will be, and how we say that in our languages. So today we want to start out with some of our terms and some of the different types of communions that happen throughout the world or whatever land base we're in. A word we have for communion is wo tapi wakan. Wo ta bi wakan. Wo tapi wakan. For communion. And then for many of our peoples throughout the world, whatever that will be, some people have wapis or books that they utilize, whether that's in a church or whatever setting that will be. And within the language, they have a word for that. Some people call it a Bible, and that's the wapi waka. Wapi waka. And there is also like a confirmation that takes place amongst different peoples, no matter where we are, whatever teaching we utilize for confirmation. That's like a wichayu sutapi. Wichayu sutapi. Wichayu sutapi. Wichayu sutapi, confirmation. Okay, and keep in mind many of those terms there were new terms that kind of came along with a time amongst the peoples who had a language prior to that. And once we had relatives that came into our lands, then these were new terms that were shared with one another and are still utilized today. And then we look at term like for sermon or a talk that one may give. And that term is wawa hokunkya. Wawa hokunkya. Wawa hokunkya. That's for sermon or any type of talk that a person may give. And then we shared there too, you know, like for our meditation once again, or prayer, is wachekya. Wachekya. Okay, whatever way that is that we meditate in our lives, or if we say prayer, or however we utilize that. We say wachekya. And for many of us, wherever we are in that source, that power source, is whether that's God, the great mystery, the creator, then that is wakantanka. 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 Another term in whatever belief system that is, many times amongst different peoples and their teachings, they may have an opportunity to partake in different ways of meditation, and may have a process where they kneel amongst one another or with each other. And for kneel, when you kneel on your knees, on your chankpes, for kneel, we say chankpe maka kdenaji. Chankpe maka kdenaji. Chankpe maka kdenaji. And then when we bow down. The word we have for to be able to bow down is batuja. Batuja. One of the other parts to our last lesson plan that we were not able to complete was for the wo-echu. Like an event. An event is like a wo-echu. And this time we want to continue on with our lesson plan, and the next part we want to be able to cover is the wo-echu. Different types of events, specifically wo-shikate, different athletic events. Maybe we know someone who's in football, basketball, or just the football game, team, baseball. Different types of terms we want to go ahead and share. Okay, one of the first terms we want to share in our language is football. For football, in our language, we say sihatapa. 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 Many people, any of our listeners, may play football or watch football. So that's always a nice term to share. Sihatapa. For football, the football game itself, it's sihatapashkatapi. 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 For a baseball game, it's tabshkatapi. Topshkatapi. Topshkatapi. For a baseball bat, it's tabicha gape. Tabicha gape. Tabicha gape. Baseball bat. For a basketball game, it's ho'oyushna topshkatapi. Ho oyushna tabshkatapi. So So those were some of the terms that we wanted to share for different types of events, with specifically related to some of the athletic events that many of us attend or may have family engaged in those types of sports. And so to be able to share some of those. And many times in our lives, we ourselves may do this. The term I want to say in English is volunteer. We may volunteer our time, or others who volunteer their time. It's a term in our language. We say, Iyachinka Htanipi. That's the word that we have for volunteer, for one who volunteers their time on occasion or in many instances, dependent upon the individual. So for volunteer, we say, Iyachinka Htanipi. Okay, in addition to that, when one volunteers a lot of their time, they also receive no pay. And so, for one who is a yachinka htanipi, also they have woka juju waniche. There's no pay for that. That's woka juju. Waniche. Woka juju waniche. Now, what we like to do is we want to be able to make sure we get some time in there to be able to put in some of our holiday terms to be able to share with our listeners so that you're able to maybe learn some of our terms. Which is for December. We are in the month of December, and we have a holiday that's coming up, and Christmas for many people. So for those listeners out there who celebrate Christmas with their families, or just to be able to learn the terms for this time of year, we want to go ahead and be able to share that with our listeners. So if you would like to say them along with us and pronounce them, I like to pronounce our Dakota Nakota E'api, our words, at least 2 to 3 times so that we have an opportunity to be able to hear them clearly, pronounce them for you, and hopefully you're able to share along with us and share our words with others. We're going to go ahead and start with, they always talk about the little baby, the sacredness of a baby. And that is always something that is shared during that holiday, as far as some of the origins of the different types of stories we have. So for baby, we say, Hokshi opa, Hokshi opa. Hokshiopa. For Christmas, the term they have is, in our language, we say, Wanikia tumpi ampetu. Wanikia tumpi ampetu. Wanikia tumpi ampetu. And then there's also a time families, friends, organizations may take the time to decorate. So for decorate in our language, we say, there's several different ways. In our area, we say shayapi, shayapi. Or, yuwashite, yuwashite. Okay, and so in following the decorate word shayapi or yuwashite, many times a person has an opportunity to hang the items, the decorate. Okay, and for something you want to hang, in our language we say, otke yapi, otke yapi, otke yapi. Okay, and for the month of December, there are many different ways amongst our plains relatives and our tribal groups the months, the calendar, are shared. And for December, one of the other terms utilized is Wazia Gahawi. Wazia Gahawi. And this term for December is specifically related to the holiday. So the holiday that's utilized, that's one way of saying the month of December. That's Wazia Gahawi. For many of our children, there's all the different stories out there, and many families participate in some of those beliefs, and that's with regard to the stories of the reindeer. So in our language, the word for reindeer is Waziata Tachja. Waziata Tachja. Also, there is a practice in many of the different societies and cultures who acknowledge the introduction of the Santa Claus. They call him the Santa Claus. So for many families who have small children, participate in that introduction of the Santa Claus. And the Santa Claus is called Wazia. Wazia. Okay. Many times this time of year, with the different weather and the different parts that we live in, are when we utilize the sleds. When children or youth or even adults are able to share in that time to utilize a sled and have that as a recreational use. The sled is the Cha-wi-yus-do-he. 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 The sled. And for those who practice some of the holiday that we've been sharing in the lesson here, may participate in the giving of toys, whatever each practice is based upon. And for the toys, or even if one just buys these on occasion for our children or youth, they call them wishkate. Wishkate. So for toys, it's wishkate. For those who participate in the holiday too, there is the tree, the cedar tree. And in our language, the cedar is chante. And for tree, when we have a tree, we call that a cha. Cha. So we want to thank you once again for listening to our Dakota Talk Radio, and want to be able to impart our language in hopes of preserving and revitalizing a beautiful, beautiful language. And hope that you continue to listen along with us and share your feedback with us. And until our next lesson, Dakota lesson, with one another. Have a safe and happy holiday.